Welcome to another episode of Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday Show. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, we release a new episode to help you learn more about the power of manifesting. The more you listen, the more you'll learn. On the second Monday of each month, our sponsor, Jillian Harris, joins us. Visit her at theconsciouscougar.com and learn so much about manifesting. You've heard me talk about the rules of manifesting, how to manifest healing, using the full moon to power up your manifest sessions, how to push your words into the universe, how to create a gratitude journal, the importance of having your own manifest statement journal, affirmation lists, how to maintain an attitude of gratitude, the positive language of manifesting and vision boards, and so much more. My guests talk about their personal manifest journeys, and we have shared successful manifest stories. Be sure to follow Be Unique Radio and check out all our other Manifest Mondays. If you have questions or want me to guide you on your manifest journey, reach out to me through beunique.org. That's B-U-N-E-K-E.org. You can always call 516-418-5651 on the second and fourth Mondays at 11 a.m. That's Eastern Time, and that's when I am live with my guests. You can call in and ask me or my guests about your specific manifest questions, and we will answer you. That's 516-418-5651 on the second and fourth Mondays, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Now today I want to share some strong manifest statements. These are some that I've made for myself and some that I've helped others create. But before I do that, I want to review the 7 manifest guidelines and some obstacles that might prevent other people from manifesting their dream lives. The manifest guidelines are kind of a simple how to create your own reality that really works. Number 1, you must speak your dreams into existence in positive terms that say, I mean business. Speak in the present tense as if you already have what you want. Believe that what you want is yours. It's already yours. Know that you deserve to have the life you want. Know that your own skill set will take you where you need to go. Determine if you have all the tools necessary to achieve your dream. Maintain that attitude of gratitude. Put action on your words. We have lots and lots of shows about that. If you want to know specifically how, just reach out to me. I'll be happy to help you. Now, a lot of people feel there are roadblocks or obstacles that prevent them from manifesting. Sometimes you just need to get out of your own way. Here are 11 things I want you to ask yourself. Are you being unspecific or vague about what you want? Are you using the 10-second rule to help affirm your statement? Are you dreaming of things that will happen someday or one day instead of right now? Do you know how to connect emotionally with your visualizations? Are you sure that all of your actions align with your desires? Again, I'm not going to go into all of this again and again and again because some of you have heard it before, some of you this is new. If you're not sure, you can listen to past episodes of Manifest Monday on Be Unique Radio, or just reach out to me and I will help you. Is your manifestation interfering with another person's free will? Are you manifesting all the steps toward your desire? Or maybe you're trying to eat the whole elephant in one bite. Are you paying attention to the signs? These are signs sent by God, universe, spirit, source, or maybe you're ignoring these signs. Are you taking action toward what you want? Are you prepared to receive this new thing by clearing out space for it? Now, here's where I will give you an example. I have been wanting to get myself a standing desk for some time because I know that it will help me physically, emotionally, mentally, productively. I've heard a lot of great things about people who've used standing desks. I've been thinking about it, shopping around, looking, wondering. My husband thought of getting me one for Christmas last year and still never got it. Here it is, February, March. Oh, yes, it'll be March or April by the time I get this show on the air. So I've been thinking about it, but not really taking any action, doing a little research. But the problem was I didn't have any room for it. My office was so cluttered and so clumsy looking that I couldn't have assembled it if I needed to. I'd have had to bring it in. And they say, don't do it that way. You need to assemble it where you're going to use it. So this past weekend, I've cleared out my space. And finally, I had the space in my head to actually order the desk. And guess what? It was on sale. The universe provided me what I need on sale. Finally, number 11, do you know how long it takes to create the objects you want? So think about this. If I wanted this desk, and it was a custom desk that had to be made on demand, I can't order it and expect it to arrive within 24 hours. Things take time. Now, I want to dive into some of the more successful manifest statements I've been involved in. Jillian finds her Jeep. This was a statement I wrote when Jillian Harris, the sponsor of Manifest Monday Show, said she wanted a Jeep for her naked and afraidish journey into the Mojave Desert. Within a few minutes of my writing this, she texted me a photo of the Jeep. Another statement that I created was about our interns. Our fall intern loves working with our book and product reviews. I wrote this just before Destiny told me she was worried about making a mistake on another project. I asked her to change up and she's been much happier. Number 2. I am extremely grateful with every donation or grant we receive due to our affiliation with Donate Smarter. Boy, am I! We signed on to a nonprofit site called Donate Smarter, and within 17 days, Be Unique had been awarded 2 grants from local businesses totaling $1,100. When we posted about this on social media, I added a donate button to the post, and 2 individuals each donated $25, bringing the total to $1,175 just 3 days later. What a way to manifest! Now, number 4, before I wrote that, I had written, Be Unique is awarded more grants. And so we were. My 5th manifest statement is, thank you, Gus, for Be Unique volunteers who are eager to help us at events. Man, oh man, this was a great statement and came just in time. We had a 3-day event and it looked like there would only be Jennifer and me to set up and run the booth. You know how people say that if you don't ask, the answer is always no? Well, I asked. I texted everyone local that I could, and within an hour, I had 3 who had already committed to help set up, and 1 who said she might. Another said she would come during the day and help us out, and she did. And what was even more amazing, my stepson, who didn't get this text about, you know, me asking for help, he actually showed up on that first day to help, and he helped us secure the tent at the end of the night for the next day. My 6th manifest statement is, I'm happy when someone offers to take over one of my tasks and does a great job of follow through. When I wrote this, I was being general, and I had no idea that a few weeks later, Tony Taylor would offer to stand in for a podcast for me whenever I needed him. He's now the host of our unscripted show on Thursday nights for all Thursdays except for the last one, and that's at my request because the last Thursday of the month is when we have Elisa Kaler on, and she and I have a special rapport and a special relationship, so I want to do Thursday night. That gives Tony one night a month off, and he gives me the other three or four. I am super, super, super grateful. My seventh statement, I am grateful for surprise money in the mail. Oh man, who wouldn't be happy when this kind of statement is fulfilled? We received $100, basically out of the blue, from someone we'd met at an event a few years ago. We've stayed in touch through social media, and one day I was surprised to open an envelope with a wonderful handwritten message thanking Be Unique for being a light in the world. Inside was a check for $100. I wrote, Jennifer's laptop serves her well, knowing that she was looking for a laptop. I wrote it about 6 weeks before she told me she had a new laptop and would be able to work on the road. Win, 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 all the way around. My ninth manifest statement was written about a few months before we joined Donate Smarter. I wrote, Be Unique's issue sponsor is amazing. And then we received a grant that will pay for printing of one issue. So it looks to me like I need to revise that. So it is an ongoing situation. I wrote, I attract strong team players who help Be Unique grow, and every day I see the truth in this. Number 11. Our new writer intern creates Etsy descriptions based on elements. She did an amazing job, and even though we've decided to close down our Etsy account for now, it's still remarkable that she did such a good job moments after our, well, a couple of hours maybe, after I suggested it. Gwen remains at Be Unique as my personal assistant long after her internship ends. She's also graduated on a little bit more to doing just the podcast, but she's still willing to help me. After I wrote, I appreciate every night that I can sleep 7 to 8 hours uninterrupted, I started doing just that, and I am deeply grateful. I am grateful for the technology I possess and use to make my life easier. While this may appear to be a statement better suited to my gratitude journal, it's a great way to keep my current technology working in top condition. I always feel confident in the number of tasks I complete daily. This could be considered an affirmation statement. However, for me, it's a manifest statement that helps me appreciate myself even on days that I may not accomplish as much as I'd like to. My 16th statement is, my virtual assistant is eager to help with press releases. What a blessing. This has turned into be way, way more than I ever expected. Thank you, Rita. House on Foggy Bluff is a phenomenal fundraiser that puts Green Gables in a positive light in the community. This event was such a hit, they did it twice. Number 18, Bob the dog loves his forever home. This was a statement that I wrote to help someone create this statement because he needed to rehome a dog he'd fostered. Bob is doing very well more than a year later. Number 19, Greater Allen Development Corporation loves the work Be Unique Productions, under Jennifer's direction and editing, has put in to the Melbourne Founders docufilm that they feel the outcome is amazing, so they accept the work done as complete, yet ask us to film another historical documentary when they have more funding. This is a long statement, and it is still in the process of being fulfilled. It took several months and many, many emails and little changes and file transfers, But they love the film that we have named Moving History, and they have asked us to do another. They just need to get things set on their end. But I see everything like this as a win, and I am grateful, and the universe appreciates the gratitude. Number 20, I'm super grateful to have an additional editor on our team. The editor was an intern and has since moved on, but this is a statement that was quickly fulfilled. Since I wrote that and since I created this list, we have met another one, Marion Hazard, who does help edit in a phenomenal way. We met her at one of the events we attended. Be Unique attracts an avid and passionate researcher. And that's when we met Barb. If you've listened to any of the Take a Break shows, you will know that Barb is very instrumental in helping us with research. Number 22. My life is filled with adventure, discovery, new friends, excitement, energy, magic, surprises, laughter, fun, and dancing. And even though sometimes the dancing only occurs in my head, it is happening. I mean, this is just like a heck yeah. It's pretty cool. Thank you, Gus, for restoring Curtis's health. That was an easy one to manifest. Took a while. Had to go to doctors, but you still have to manifest it. Elizabeth easily and quickly organizes her office so it provides a functional, productive space to work in. She asked for my help, and we created this statement. A few weeks later, she texted that her office was exactly what she needed it to be. Timothy is surrounded by the protective energy of unconditional love, protecting angels and spirit guides, so he is always safe and secure. Several months after he and I wrote this, he called to tell me that his anxiety level had gone down dramatically. Elizabeth easily reaches her current deadline, and so she did. Be Unique's booth at Natural Health Expo is successful without stress of needing to complete too much. It was extremely successful. Gus surprises and delights me by creating balance in my life. This is a daily thing. It's a daily manifestation. But this is a good thing. Be Unique writers pitch amazing stories. Oh, they sure do. I assign some. They come up with their own. Sometimes they pitch one to see if I like it. They're always winners. The roof at the Dilks home is finished with ease and grace. Okay. So a little noise was involved, but it was still finished easily. Casey finds her groove with creating the Be Unique discs. Our guidance discs are a huge attraction at events. In fact, we're in the process of using Casey's artwork and creating more. We actually sold out. Forgotten Enchantress film premieres flawlessly and generates unprecedented donations for Green Gables. Let me tell you how true this is. They started out with basically zero in the bank. They had, after this film, $250,000. That's a quarter of a million. Now, the price to buy the property is $1 million. They now have over $500,000. They have a half a million. Now, I've heard conflicting numbers, but the point is the film did exactly as I manifested. Alton is just the first to write us checks for $100. Now, it took a year or so for the next $100 donation, but once we started getting that, that happened more and more and more. Instead of $5 and $10, people were donating $100 at the time. Jessica pays Be Unique quickly. She not only paid us, she gave us a bonus. It was awesome. Matt thrives in Jacksonville. All I can say is this is an understatement. He's not crazy about the city, but it doesn't matter because he's still thriving there. He's getting the legs he needs to move on to the next section of life. Sponsors provide all the gifts we need for Be the Change and our volunteers. Even after our volunteers got gifts, we had leftovers. Be the Change sponsors provide awesome in-kind and cash donations. Mostly we received in-kind donations, and that was great because they made these amazing gift baskets in addition to some silent auction items that we were able to sell and make money from. These baskets were valued at well more than $2,500 for each recipient. The winner of our Conscious Living raffle is overjoyed to win. I don't know why I wrote that, but I did, and she was thrilled. Here's number 39. I'm grateful for my tidy office, which allows free-flowing thoughts and uninhibited ideas. More than 2 years later, it still does. Number 40. I love how the rain waits until I'm home. There were clouds overhead, and I heard thunder rumbling. I mean, it was really, really dark. One of those gray, not just a gray, dismal day, but it was, okay, if you blink hard, it's going to start raining. Please don't anybody cry because we won't know the difference. I got not a drop on me or my groceries. And I happened to have my manifest journal with me. I usually carry it wherever I go because you never know when you might need to manifest something. There was not a drop on me nor a drop on my paper bag groceries or my totes that I carried. I got home, I got in the house, once I got everything out of the car, the rain started. It was perfect. Number 41, Anna's boots are beautiful, on sale, and fit perfectly. They were, and they did. That's all I got to say about that. I wrote, I love how Be Unique's Facebook fundraiser has exceeded its goal. It didn't exceed it by a lot, but it did go over the goal. What more can you ask for? I'm grateful. I also wrote, this was the last one that I'm going to talk about today. This is number 43. I am grateful we have a photo site for selling. I didn't know what this was going to turn into, but we joined Shoot Proof and earned some money there. So that's one of those words that I usually like to edit out. So. There you have some of my more successful manifest statements and their outcomes. Be sure to tune in next Monday for another lesson. The second and fourth Mondays, I am live, and my guests always have interesting stories and tips to share. I appreciate you listening today. If you'd like a transcript of this show, have manifest questions, or a manifest success story, please email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com. Until then, stay positive and stay grateful. Bye.